Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Growth at the Fieldhouse. I mean, I got to admit, it's very, very cool. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. So the Cunningham Restaurant people who do fine work, may I add, fine work. They are going to operate what is known as Commission Row. Commission Row is part of the redoing of the Fieldhouse, which really is going to reset where the focus of downtown is. I hope everybody's aware of this. What they've done at the Fieldhouse, the focus of downtown is no longer going to be the monument. It's not. The focus of downtown is going to be this plaza that they've created that basically, to me, is going to be the Midwest Rockefeller Center. That to, I haven't asked anybody, but I would ask Herb Simon if that's what he was going for. If that's what they were going for, to have that kind of feel. So this place is going to be called Commission Row. It's being put together, of course, by Pacer Sports and Entertainment. It's got restaurants, it's going to have a speakeasy-style tavern, private event space, and all of that, all of the food-related things is going to be managed by Cunningham Restaurant Group, which means it's going to be pretty dang good. This is fun. I like seeing this, and I certainly like it for Cunningham. If I had the chance to interview Mike Cunningham, I would ask him, does he need it? You've got the restaurants. You're growing. You're building out new brands. You've got Theo's Italian coming out. You've got 16, I think it's 16 Brewburger locations. Maybe it's more at this stage of the game. Maybe it's less. Maybe it's 16 concepts and I don't know how many Brewburger locations. Do you need this in the wheelhouse? It's just a question. Where are you finding the people? Where are you finding the people to work for you? What's the secret sauce there? I think that'd be a good question. I'd love to get the answer. But I love what he's doing. I love what that whole group is doing. And I love the fact that it's happening here, that it is indie-based. This is what makes it so absolutely, positively terrific. It's this proving that it can be done. That Indianapolis has the palate, that Indianapolis has the taste for it, has the want, the desire, and the ability to handle high end. When I moved here, I was told there were no good restaurants, everything was a chain. And I said, nah. And we proved that that's not the case by going out and finding the cool spots. Man, the cool spots have found us. And that's what's so awesome. The north, the south, the east, the west of the city, there are cool spots, people doing great stuff. Solid, solid food scene. It's terrific. And then you realize that we also have an out-of-this-world coffee scene with the roasting in this town rivals anybody in the country. Period. The baking in this town, the baked goods in this place is stupid. It's incredible. The only thing we are missing when it comes to the entire food scene, the only thing we don't have good, Tex-Mex. I said it. Come fight me, bro. We don't have it. You show me where the good Tex-Mex is. You pick me up in the chicken limo and you take me there. We will share fajitas and I will be the judge. This is fantastic. To think that these things are here. This is how we're going to grow a city. I only hope that the city county council works overtime to ensure that people are safe to be able to enjoy these things. Or is that too much to ask? I don't think that's too much to ask. Dems go Republican. It's an interesting story out of Louisiana. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.